So that was my first actual meeting with Dr. Ambedkar. But then it must have been 3 years later, I again found myself in Bombay. So I thought I should go and see him again. So along I went. This time not to Rajgir and not to his residence, I went to the Siddharth College, which was a college which he had himself brought into existence, especially for the benefit of Dalit people. So I met him in his office there. He was sitting behind his desk, and his wife, his second wife, was standing beside him. And I remember he was suffering quite badly from arthritis. And as I entered, he said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I can't get up. I'm suffering from arthritis." And I could see he was stiff. So we talked. This time he was much milder. He wasn't so belligerent. Huh? Maybe he'd heard a bit about me in the meantime, because I also was a bit of a controversial figure. Not on the scale that he was, but anyway, sufficiently controversial, as I've remained, I think. So we got talking, and it was clear that he'd been thinking very seriously about Buddhism. He'd been thinking very seriously about changing his religion, because for years, even for decades, he'd been trying to work for the uplift of what were then called the untouchables, but whom we now call the Dalits, the downcast or downtrodden people. And he'd been trying to relieve them from all the disabilities, religious and social and economic and educational, from which they'd been suffering, but especially from the caste discrimination. Because as the word untouchable suggests, the Dalits were at the very bottom of the social scale of the caste system and were so low down that if a member of the higher caste touched them, well, they became polluted. They had to go and purify themselves. And the untouchables were kept out of temples, they were kept out of schools even sometimes, and they were obliged to do the lowliest of work, the dirtiest work, the scavenging work, and were often very brutally oppressed and persecuted and even in extreme cases killed. So he'd worked for their uplift for years, even for decades, and he'd been trying to change the attitude of the Hindus towards them. He'd been trying to encourage the caste Hindus to treat the untouchable people, and of course he himself was born in an untouchable family, more humanely. But they wouldn't. The majority of them wouldn't. They just continued in the same old way. So Ambedkar had come to the conclusion that there is no future for his community, for the Dalits, in Hinduism. If they wanted to uplift themselves, if they wanted to progress socially, economically, educationally, even spiritually, they'd have to leave Hinduism. I'd have to change their religion. But, of course, the question arose, which religion? So for some years he was pondering this question. Should it be Islam? Should it be Christianity? Should it be Sikhism? But he was clear it had to be another religion. He didn't believe that man could live without religion. He believed that spiritual values of some sort must underpin the whole of man's social life. So he was looking for another religion, and eventually his thoughts turned more and more towards Buddhism.